Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Bet, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a hook that is attached to a keli. If it can become tameh, under what circumstances, once it's attached to the keli. Here we'll talk about other items that are also part of these rules. We'll first talk about the cover of a tani, which is a basket that holds a certain amount of kav, 3 kav, a certain measurement. It was used by people in their homes to store scrap metal and broken shards of earthenware kelim. The cover was made of metal as well, and it was shaped in a way that it could be used to hold things. Mishnah says, Kisui teni shel matechet shel ba'ale batim, talking about metal covers of a teni, this basket that was used by people in their homes. Rabban Gamliel mitameh, Rabban Gamliel says, it can become tameh even when it's not attached to the teni. Even though it doesn't have an identity of its own, it's called the cover of a teni, it's still a keli in its own right. It's shaped like a container, and therefore people would use it to hold onto certain things. V'hachamim mitaharin. Hachamim say no, the cover is tahor when it's not attached to the teni, because even though it can hold things, it's not usually used for that purpose. V'sheil rof'im tameh. But everybody agrees that the metal cover of a teni that's used by doctors can become tameh, because doctors would frequently use this type of cover to hold on to their medicines and their bandages when they need to treat people. And since it was often used, even the Hachamim would agree that it has the ability to become impure. We'll next talk about a door of a cabinet. Hadelet shebabigdal shev ba'alei batim tehora. The metal door of a wooden cabinet that's used by homeowners is tahor when it's by itself, because it does not have a name of its own. It's called the door of a cabinet. V'shel rof'im teme'ah. But the door of a cabinet used by doctors can become tameh even when it's by itself. A doctor would remove these doors and he would put his ointment on it, and he would hang scissors from it, so it's its own independent utensil. Now we'll talk about 2 types of tongs. Something called yitukin, which are used to hold a small bowl where silver is melted, a crucible, and perachin, which is attached to a stove and used to move pots that are inside of it. Hayitukin teme'in. Yitukin can become tameh. They're metal kelim, which are subject to tum'ah, even though they don't have a container. But the next one becomes more of a question. V'ha-perachin tehorin. The perachin are tahor, even if they are attached to the stove. They're designed to be used together with the stove that's connected to the ground. And if it's if you have metal kelim that are connected to the ground, they cannot become tameh, and this is considered to be part of it. We'll next talk about an akrav of an olive press, which is a bent piece of metal attached to the wooden beam of an olive press. It's used as a hook to hang things on. Akrav betabad teme'ah. The akrav of an olive press can become tameh, even though it's attached to a wooden beam, which is not subject to tum'ah, because it doesn't have a utensil, doesn't have a container. The akrav can become tameh, since it has its own purpose, it has its own use. It's not really part of the beam, it's only attached, so it could be used as a hook to hang clothing and other objects, but in reality, it has its own use, so therefore it has the ability to become teme'ah. Ve'un keli sheba ketalim tehora. The hook in a wall is tahor. The wall is attached to the house, which is attached to the ground, and therefore this hook is part of the ground and cannot become tameh.